ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ACE the JLPT Japanese Language Proficiency Test with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hello, and welcome back to the JLPT Level 4 Last Minute Prep Course. I'm Jessie, and I'm here joined by Naomi.
こんにちは、皆さん。5回目のレッスンですね。
Right, we're at the fifth lesson of this series. In this lesson and in the next lesson, we'll be covering the listening section of JLPT Level
4. Listening is known as 聴解 in Japanese. 聴解は25分間です。
The listening section lasts 25 minutes.
問題は17あります。
And there are 17 questions in the listening section.
聴解にも問題1と問題2があります。
In the listening section, there are two types of questions, 問題1 and 問題2。
今日は問題1をします。
In this lesson, we'll be focusing on 問題1, question 1. So let's get started.
頑張りましょう。
In 問題1, you have to listen to a short conversation or paragraph and then answer the questions.The questions are not printed in the booklet, only the answer choices. Okay, first of all, can you please read the instructions?
問題用紙を見て、正しい答えを一つ選んでください。問題用紙 is question booklet. 正しい答え is correct answer or appropriate answer. 一つ is one.
Right, so altogether this means look at your question booklet and choose the correct answer.
In 問題1, there are certain types of questions that appear every year.
Oh, what are they?
Well, questions asking about location, asking about appearance of something or someone, and asking the date.
To be able to answer the location questions correctly, you need to know the vocabulary that indicates location, such as
上
on
下
under
中
in, and so on.We made a list in the lesson notes of lesson 1 of this JLPT series. You also need to know the names of basic items at home and at school.
そうですね。Right. Such as 机
desk
椅子
chair
本棚
bookshelf
and so on.
There's a vocab list in the lesson notes, so make sure to go over it.
見てくださいね。Now, let's move on to the practice question.
So please take a look at the picture and the choices in the lesson notes.
1番
男の人と女の人が話しています。メガネはどこにありますか？
メガネ、メガネ、あれ？ない。
また？机は？机の上にない？
ない。
椅子の下は見た？
見た。あ、さっき本を探していて、あ、あった。本棚に置いたんだ。
メガネはどこにありますか？
Please look at the answer choices and choose the correct answer. If you need more time, please pause the podcast here since we'll be discussing the answer. Okay, are you ready for the answer?Naomi sensei, what's the answer?
4. Choice 4. ですね。She put the glasses on the bookshelf because she said, あ、あった。
Which means, here they are, or I found them.
そうですね。And she also said, 本棚に置いたんだ。
I put them on the bookshelf.
メガネ means glasses.
Right, as in glasses that you wear.
そうです、そうです。
Okay. Now, on to the question asking about the appearance of something or someone.In Japanese, there are several ways to say to wear or to put on.
そうですね。To wear a shirt is シャツを着る。But To wear jeans is jeans を履く。
Right, there are two different words here. 着る means to wear on one's upper body, so you'd use it with something like a shirt or a jacket. 履く, on the other hand, means to wear on one's lower body, so you'd use it for pants or a skirt, etc.
そうですね。
Naomi-sensei, what about the megane, glasses, that we just introduced?
Ah, good question. That would be かける, as in megane をかける。
And what about for caps or hats?
In that case, we use the verb かぶる。The word for cap or hat is 帽子. So, 帽子をかぶる.
These kinds of verbs are really important, so make sure that you memorize them. The list is also in the lesson notes. Okay, now let's listen to the next practice question.
2番
男の人と女の人が話しています。どの写真を使いますか？
すみません。田中さん、ちょっといいですか？
ええ、何ですか？
次の雑誌にどの写真がいいと思います？
僕はこの髪が長いズボンを履いている女の子の写真がいいと思いますよ。
ああ、この帽子をかぶっているのですか？
いや、メガネをかけている子。
そうですか。じゃあ、この写真を使いますね。
どの写真を使いますか？
Please look at the answer choices and choose the correct answer, and pause if you need more time. Okay, are you ready for the answer? Naomi-sensei, what's the answer?
に, which is choice 2, ですね。The key phrases are 髪が長い,
which means has long hair.
ズボンを履いている女の子,
which means a girl wearing pants.But in this conversation, there are two girls who have long hair and are wearing pants. By the way, zubon means trousers or pants in Japanese.
He also said, megane をかけている子,
which means a girl wearing glasses. So the answer should be choice two. The word zubon was a bit tricky, however. This word actually comes from French, and it was just imported directly into Japanese.
Oh, フランス語なんですね。
Right, so some English speakers might not be familiar with this word. Naomi-sensei, can we hear the names of some other clothing items?
Sure. Coat.
So this one is coat, and that one's not too bad. It sounds pretty similar to English.
Skirt.
Skirt. So this one you can also kind of hear how it resembles skirt.
Shirt.
Shirt.Now, this one is a little bit different at the end. Shatsu.
そうですね。And it's not really the name of clothing item, but ポケット,
which is pocket.
This word often shows up on the JLPT level 4.
Okay, and now on to the question asking the date. As we mentioned in lesson 1, we strongly recommend that you review how to say the month, date, and 7 days of the week in Japanese, especially the irregular ones.There are three tricky dates that frequently appear on JLPT level 4. The first one is
4日,
which means the 4th.
8日,
which means the 8th.
20日,
which means the 20th.
難しいですね。
そうですね。They're irregular, so make sure you pay attention to these words. Okay, now let's skip questions 3 and 4 and listen to question 5. If you want to listen to questions 3 and 4, please listen to this lesson's bonus track.
5番
男の人と女の人が話しています。男の人と女の人はいつ映画に行きますか？
ねえ、映画に行かない？
お、いいね。4日はどう？
4日？来週の火曜日か。私は土曜日か日曜日に行きたいな。二日の日曜日に行かない？
ごめん。今週の土曜日と日曜日は忙しいんだ。じゃあ、 来週は8日か9日。
9日はダメ。
じゃあ、来週の土曜日に行こう。
男の人と女の人はいつ映画に行きますか？
Please look at the answer choices and choose the correct answer, and pause if you need more time. Okay, are you ready for the answer? Naomi sensei, what's the answer?
3. Choice 3. 8日です。
And that's because the man said,
じゃあ来週は8日か9日。
Well then, how about next week, the 8th or 9th? And then the woman said,
9日はダメ。
Well, the 9th is no good. So the only choice left is the 8th.
そうですね。I think you also need to review relative time expressions, such as this week and next week.
Oh, good point. How do you say this week?
今週。
What about next week?
来週。
All right, and that concludes this lesson. In this lesson's bonus track, you can listen to practice questions 1 through 5. Make sure to join us next time for our last JLPT Level 4 lesson.
じゃあまた。
See you next time. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.